Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Da-da-da. It's a Tuesday morning. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Bring it, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
25 degrees right now. It is nasty.
Yeah.
Nah.
Stop.
You just heard Alan Carr exasperatingly tell you, this is really bad. All over the place. Guys, you can't even go
anywhere. You mean Alan Carr? Yeah.
He didn't even have his fun radio voice on. That's how bad it is. I was like, guys, seriously, don't even leave the house right now. Going to get up to 32 at some point today. Like Alan was saying, the roads are bad.
Yeah.
Bad, depending on where you are. And apparently south of us, maybe even worse than what we're getting here. Everything south of us has been getting their ass kicked.
Yeah.
Take that. The south. Try and do it again now. So I would like to start the morning with snow driving etiquette, because not one but two people were doing this at 3 o'clock in the morning while I was on my way into work
today. What were they doing?
The roads had not been touched by the plows.
No.
And they were driving with their four ways on in the right lane at like 10 miles an hour.
Okay, so they got their blinkers on.
Yeah. Yep.
Their hazards.
Their hazard lights were
hazard
on.
Hazard lights on.
Hazard lights are on. I'm on West Henrietta Road and then Mount Hope on the way in. And they were in the right lane, hazards on, doing like 10, 15 miles an hour.
Yeah, it's a little dangerous.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, move it along.
Okay, well, but
you don't have to fly, but you got to move. What?
Well, no, I hadn't seen that in such, like, I mean, I guess I've seen that on the highway before.
But usually there's a reason.
I mean,
it's like whiteout conditions. Yeah. I can't see you. I mean, it's not white out.
No, but I guess they were worried their car was going to slip and slide, so they had to get where they were going, and they were going to do 15 to get there.
I mean, look, I told you this morning, I got a dying tire on my car this morning. It's telling me I got 13 pounds in it, but I wasn't going to put on my hazards and, like, tell everybody to get out of the way.
I think maybe we should talk about that for a second.
Yeah.
What? So what is your PSI normally?
So it'll tell, you know, it shows you on the car, like, all the tires, right? So all of them were down this morning.
Okay.
So, but 33 pounds are what's supposed to be in the car.
It's a 13?
So, and I got in, all of them were down, but like a little bit. But the one back, a driver's side, was down to 13 pounds as I'm pulling out. But like, usually when you start driving, it starts going up. So I figured maybe there's a glitch. They're brand new. I just put new tires in the car.
Uh-huh.
So I start driving, and all of a sudden it pops up to 14 pounds. So I figure, okay, so we're going to go.
It went up one. It's not a pop-up.
But like quick, it popped up. I was on the avenue, and it popped. I got a little 14. All right, I'm good. So pull into downtown, goes back down to 13. Typical downtown. That's why I don't like coming downtown. I always lose a pound of air.
You have a flat tire.
Well, I don't think so. I think I'm losing air. I don't think it's flat. So when I got out of the car, I looked at all the tires, and I go, man, it kind of looks a little low, but then that one looks a little low. Then they all kind of look the same. Like I'm walking around the car, like I'm buying it, and I can't tell.
So wait, okay.
Well, we're going to find out when you leave. Really.
Well, I mean, it has air. I mean, the car was rolling, so it wasn't making any noise.
But
so
also,
I don't think it's down that low. I think
also,
the sensor's screwed up because of the cold.
You're driving in the snow, though, so that would make it less like if you were driving on a flat tire.
Well, they call that your mom syndrome.
I don't know why you're getting mad at me.
Mom, I'm trying to give credit to your mother.
You're in your 60s. You don't know what a flat tire looks like?
I know what a flat tire looks like.
30, 30, 30, 13. What are you, stupid? Are you stupid?
Relax. I don't know.
No, I know.
You're stupid. I don't know.
You don't drive on a 13.
I got here.
You're not getting home.
How do you know?
Yeah, but sometimes that's happened to me, not as low as 13.
But it goes low and then it goes
back
up.
But all of a sudden, like, I get back in my car and it's fine again. Yeah. So I don't know.
It's, I think it's sensitive to the weather.
Oh, so this has happened in your car before?
It happens every time it gets cold.
Or it got down
when
to
the
13?
Temperature drop?
No. But they all went down. My point, like, if they were all normal, that one went down to 13.
Yeah.
I would say, okay, tire is dead. But I think it's cold related.
No, look, I get that the cold will take the pressure out of your tires.
Right.
It will get down to like the high
20. Bill Belichick explained it when he was talking about the footballs.
It will.
You start driving your car and the pressure goes back up.
It'll get down to like the high 20s. Like once you get past like 25, you've got a problem.
Do you know that for sure?
Yes.
No, you don't.
No, I do. You don't know what you're talking about for sure. And you're sitting here all confidently as you're driving on a goddamn ribbon to work this morning.
I will get home.
Gah.
All I got to do is get to the gas station later, get the free air.
This is going
to
be awesome. By the way, who offers free air anymore?
Pittsburgh.
They really?
Yeah.
You're not making
it. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was just curious.
Well, I haven't ever paid for it. No, it says free air.
Oh, because I thought it didn't start pumping until you paid it.
Let's say with Tommy's mom. No, bro,
it's Pittsburgh, man. If everything's free in Pittsburgh, but yeah, we pay for it.
You drove to work on a flat tire, and you're sitting here comfortably. Well, you know, I think that, once the rim falls off, everything will be totally fine.
Well, yeah, you just re-rim.
As long as I'm driving on three good tires, the fourth one won't actually touch the ground. 252 WCMF. Bill writes us Instagram. He says, ask Tommy if he kicked the tires to make sure the tire's not flat.
No, he's like, I got my good shoes on. I don't want to get schmutz all over them.
Bro, you picked the worst day.
I picked?
To get
what do you think? I had like a calendar. I want a flat tire today.
This looks good. Yep.
Yeah. Like it's an advent calendar for flat tires.
Do you not have an air compressor at your house?
Yes, I do.
So you could have filled the tire up.
Well, I was already pulled out. I'm going, man.
You could have pulled back
in. I'm going to be afraid. I don't want to wake my neighbors up.
It's freezing out, man. I got my nice clothes on. I want to get all crapped up. And I figure it's probably not that flat. It's a false read, man.
The false read?
The false read.
Oh, you're talking about Big Tire giving you a false read.
You know how Big Tire be.
Like, bro, if we talk about the smartest move to make here again, 252 WCMF, the roads are nasty outside.
Yeah.
We're talking about hazards. All of a sudden, Tommy's like, yeah, I drove to work on a flat tire. Probably fine. 13 PSI. Probably fine. Probably fine.
Next break, I'm going to go out and take a look at it. I'll take a picture. I'll I'll show it to you.
Good. I want to see it.
You'll see it's not that flat.
Okay. If you want to talk about not schmutzing it up and the easiest way to get this taken care of, inside your garage would have been the best scenario.
No, but it's all grimy and crap.
Tommy, if you go put air in the tires, it's going to be slush and crap and snow on your head, all your stuff. Your clothes are going to get all grossed out.
No, because I'll change. I'll go home. Change.
You're going to go home and change to go put air in your tires.
Probably have lunch, take a nap, and go do it.
Afternoon. As long as he gets it to the garage. That's the goal.
Okay, you want to bust...
Or I'll get a tow and I'll get a new tire.
You want to bust my balls about not
taking
care of cars.
You're very nonchalant about this.
Thank you, Kimmy.
For somebody that like criticizes your wife for like not having enough gas in the tank.
But that's different.
But you let the tire go.
I didn't let it go. It started this morning.
I would just think you seem like somebody that would be like very overly cautious about this.
Every man your age.
I am until it happens. And I'm like, it's God's will, Pat. It's God's will.
You're doing something that you criticize like every teenage kid for doing.
Yeah, but they're...
You got to take care of your vehicle.
But a kid like...
If it's telling you something's wrong, something's wrong.
Oh, Kimmy, I know a guy driving rough. You're always driving rough. Rough driving. Look who's rough driving over here. PSI is 7. Driving it to work.
Wait, we're down to 7?
Probably down to 0. You're going to get in your car.
I'm telling you, next break, I will take a picture.
Okay, nobody asked you to take a picture.
No, I'm going to prove to you that it's not that bad.
Oh, you don't even know what it looks like. You can barely
it looks like
see.
A tire.
You can barely see or hear.
I'll bring my readers.
Or speak or exist. Like, how are they going to? You're going to have to call a tow truck to bring a tire to walk into the parking garage because they can't tow you out of the garage.
No, I can roll it down.
You're going to roll it down on a rim.
Yeah. Just get a good head start. It's like a soapbox derby.
Woo! Always wanted to do one of these.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
Okay. You know what
by the way, at my age, over the years, I've been driving since I was 15.
Oh, here we go, Kimmy. Here we go. Famous last words.
I've had
15,
so many
like
flat
tires.
Uh-huh.
That it doesn't, way it goes.
No, flat tires sucks.
Well, what pisses me off is I just bought these tires like 6 months ago.
I just bought these tires 6 months ago? That's not just bought those tires.
New enough.
I just spent $800 on the goddamn
thing. I just spent $800 and they throw them at me.
Balance.
They throw them at me. Flat tire. I love giving you a second ago. Everything's fine. Now, I just spent $800 and I got a flat tire. Are they still under warranty?
I don't know. Probably.
Everybody is tweeting at us that that means it's a flat tire.
It's a flat tire. How'd it get flat?
I don't know.
Did you, maybe you hit something on the way home yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Ran over something.
But how the other tires are all so low. Did I hit them all?
Well, it's possible that whatever you hit got through the first tire, but not the second tire.
Nah.
Oh. Well, yeah. Okay. When I come out with, it maybe it just affected one tire, you respond with, ah. I didn't think about it that way.
Ah.
I just don't understand how in your warped-ass mind this is anything but a flat tire that's happening.
It's losing air, but I don't think it's, like, shot. I think I can get to the gas station.
Okay. I'm really excited to see how this works out. Bro, look, I got a busy day. I cannot help you today. I'm sorry.
I didn't ask you
No,
that.
I know, because I know it's going to
happen. Nobody asked you anything.
I know it's going to happen. I'll be sitting in that chair, and at, like, 10:07, hey, what are you doing? Oh, listen, I'm boycotting the highway still, so I'm home. I need you to call me. What are you doing?
No hope.
What are you doing? Sorry, Kimmy, you were saying.
Do you have somebody you could call?
Yeah, my wife.
That's not Pat?
She ain't coming to help your ass.
She is.
And especially if
she has to. We got married.
Especially if
been
she's
in vows.
Listening now when she knows that you could have taken care of it in your garage this morning.
Yeah, so she wants me firing up the air compressor. She's trying to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I'd rather take air compressor.
Like it's a NASCAR.
I'd rather take air compressor at 3 a.m. than having to go out in nasty weather at like 10. Stupid. Okay. God. And that's what pisses me off about.
What pisses you off?
I'm going to tell you what pisses me off about guys like you.
What?
Nothing.
No, go ahead.
No, I'm laughing at what we're about to do. You know, you sit here and you got all this kind of advice to give. Mm-hmm. And when people get in trouble, you're like, oh, that's what you get.
I
don't need any help. I'm like, hello, help. 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 252 WCMF from one man to another. Rammer's on CMF. Oop, hold on. Rammer, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. Out here running around in the adventure snow. So, Tommy, I don't understand a guy that buys kids' shoes online. You don't have one of those little portable air compressors.
I do, but it's in the garage being portable.
No, I mean, the little, like, handheld one that, you know, you can jump start your car with and, you know, inflate a tire.
You call yourself an old man, you don't have that.
I just bought new tires. What do I need a pump for?
Oh, yeah, you just got new tires. What do you need a pump for? This?
Yeah, well, I mean, even if you had a bicycle pump, it would be better. But, you know, I mean, you need it because you're not carrying your garage air compressor with you.
Yeah.
But on to a suggestion, there are services that will come inflate your tire for you.
Yeah, no
you
kidding. Know, it's called Google. Thank you.
Wait, Google will come and inflate your tire?
No, I can Google who can come and fix my tire.
Okay,
right
hold on.
Yeah, there are businesses that will fix tires.
I am not normally.
Or Mr. Tire.
I'm not normally.
Or Dunn Tire.
Rammer's side here, but you are getting very.
Or I am tired of this phone call from Rammer.
You're watching him get angry as he's realizing this is a much bigger deal than he thought.
It ain't
it
a big deal.
Okay, man.
Yeah, they also got this stuff called Fix-A-Flat. Comes
tell
in a can, you know. It's like $6. Why won't you carry one of those, you dumb? Yeah, never mind.
Yeah!
They got a can. Why don't you shut the F up? Shove that in your mouth.
Rammer, Rammer got bored with himself. Hey, Kimmy, they got
like everybody comes in like, you know what you should do is put air in it.
That's what you do!
It's called Fix-A-Flat.
I love it.
There's also a company.
Taste of your own medicine.
Thank you.
It's
so
called
bad
Mr.
Right
Flat.
Thank you.
I'm loving this old
They'll
man. They'll
also
old man
come over
and
fix your tire.
Oh, man, this reaping is so much fun. Wait a minute, I got a sew?
You know what you need to do once in a while is just check your air pressure.
This is literally
every morning I walk around my car and I check all my tires.
It's like the Spider-Man meme.
You yell at people for not having for having less than a quarter tank of gas, and you're driving around on a PSI 13 tire like an idiot.
Well, you said it's down to 7.
I can't wait for you to go outside, take this picture of this tire. Look, it's nothing. And it's literally falling into the cement. The car has cracked the cement, the rim of it, in the parking garage.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The key to getting away with a crime, Tommy?
Yeah, what's that?
Don't get greedy.
Okay.
Get in, get some cash, get the hell out, be done with it. The problem with this crime, that is impossible.
Oh.
Because once you start doing this, you can't stop until either A, you get caught, or B, you die.
Jesus.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. A 68-year-old woman from the 68-year-old woman from the city of Rochester is in some trouble this
morning.
What'd
she do?
She has pleaded guilty to stealing her mother's state pension.
Is the mother dead?
The mother has died. So, story on News 8 said the mother passed away in 2020.
And she's been collecting ever since?
Yep.
Her mother had the state pension because of a job her husband had, this woman's father.
Oh, so, okay.
Widow's pension.
Okay.
So, after mom died, the pension checks kept on coming to Ma, but the 68-year-old woman never told anybody in the state that Ma had passed away. Police say she received almost $20,000 in state pension benefits from her mother's death.
Since
2020.
Okay.
They say she stole almost $13,000 of that by transferring the money into a separate account. And here's where this gets weird for me.
What's that?
So the state sent $20,000. She had access to $20,000.
Yeah.
She only transferred $13,000 of it into a separate account.
That she probably used and spent?
Yeah. But was she budgeting the stolen money? Because the money going into the account is still illegal because you never told the state that she was dead.
True.
Like, are you saving $6,000 in the stolen state money for a rainy day?
Oh, maybe legal fees.
So police say not only did she transfer the money from the account, she also forged checks in her mother's name to get to the money.
Damn.
Police say she used the money for credit card payments, home improvements, and groceries.
Yeah, spruce up the joint.
So the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Kimmy.
Yeah.
You see this story, and the first thing that pops into your head.
I just, once you start taking that money, I don't know what your exit plan is, because the second you admit that, that this person's no longer alive, I mean, you're caught, and they're not going to live forever. This woman's in her 60s.
68.
So maybe she thought, she would pass before anybody caught her. But then again, we don't know how old her mother was when she passed.
I mean, yeah. I mean, look.
Once those payments start hitting, this woman's age of, over 100 years old, aren't people going to start to be like, hey, wait a second, this woman's still around or what?
Yeah, how did she get busted?
So, we've seen stories like this a couple of times before. And it seems within, 3 years, 3 or 4 years of death, the state finally catches on that this person is no longer here. Because it seems like the state may have figured it out.
I always thought, when you died, and I thought the state knew you died. Because, you had to...
Other things have to...
There's a death certificate.
Yeah, right? But it sounds like there's different departments. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Department of Death.
There could be a miscommunication somewhere.
In your statement should be true. The state, if they are sending you a pension, should know that you are dead. And
right, because they signed a death certificate in your honor.
And maybe that is the case for most cases. Yeah. There's just a couple that slip through the cracks. Okay, so to Kimmy's point, this woman is 68 years old. I mean, in theory, depending on how she lived, genetics, she could live another 30 years.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right? Sure. You never know. People are going long.
So, but to Kimmy's point, there is a catch-22 here. Because if you make the decision to take some money, you can never tell the state that your mother has passed away.
Yeah, it's Kimmy's point. You just got to write it out.
But eventually they're going to be like, how is this woman 110 years old?
Exactly, yeah.
She hasn't been on Channel 10 yet.
Yeah. So... you either keep stealing this money until the state eventually figures it out, or you tell them your mother has died and essentially turn yourself in.
Oh.
The only way this works is if you have some kind of terminal illness where you know you're not going to go long, in which case,
who cares?
You've already lost the life lottery.
Not a problem after that,
So how big of a deal is it? Like, is it like You going to prison?
So
you had to just make restitution.
So she has paid the full amount of restitution up front, according to the story.
But she gave it back.
Yeah, News 8. So she's probably just going to get a slap on the wrist based on other stories.
Right.
Even Steve. Well, no, it's not because you stole the money.
Well, but I think if you pay it back, it does.
It does.
We've seen stories where that really helps.
But again, that bothers the hell out of me because you still stole it anticipating not having to pay it back.
It wasn't really stolen, Pat, because you were giving
it. It's like
to
a loan.
The family and, you know. I am family. I was taking care of her.
252.
We don't know that. I mean.
Yeah, great point. We don't know what their relationship was.
No.
There could have been other siblings that maybe are pissed at this whole situation.
Oh, they didn't get their cut.
They're going to be illegal money. 252 WCMF. We're talking about this 68-year-old woman from the city of Rochester. Her mother passed away in 2020. She was the recipient of a state pension from her husband who had passed before her. This daughter of these two people continued to take the pension payments even after her mother died. Police say she received almost $20,000, the account did. She took over almost $13,000 of that money, spent it on things like groceries, home improvements, credit card bills. She pleaded guilty this week. Here's what really blows my mind about stories like this.
What's that?
All right, so like when we talk about mom vics in the traditional sense, people that embezzle money from work or governments or whatever, to do that, you have to actively choose and go out of your way, come up with a plan to steal that money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
This is one of those rare crimes where you cannot commit it unless it falls into your lap.
Yeah, they're literally handing it to you.
Okay. So that tells me that this woman did not plan initially to steal this money.
No, but she probably said, oh, man, this account's still getting deposits.
Exactly.
Ho-ho.
Okay, but it's hard to understand. You would have to think that this woman, when she is presented with this opportunity, is going to weigh the pros and the cons of keeping the money versus telling somebody. You're not a criminal. Mm. We don't have anything about a previous, you know.
Yeah, and she, there's no priors.
And she didn't plan to take this money before it happened. How, when you weigh the good versus the bad, do you not go, there's no way this is going to work out for me in the end?
But I say she's getting crushed by these bills that she had to catch up on
again.
And stuff.
A single mom who works two jobs, who loves her kids and never stops.
I feel like it's,
I'm a survivor.
I almost think it's just the ease of doing it.
Okay.
I mean, you know,
like if it just falls into your lap and you maybe you take like one payment thinking, that's it. And maybe I can, you know, maybe there's some wiggle room there. And then you realize, man, nobody noticed or said anything, and then it just spirals from there.
So, you know, my uncle was an FBI agent for like 30 years.
Mm-hmm. I heard he never even pulled his gun out.
No. And he had, back then, those federal pensions were rock solid.
It's like having $1 million in a bank!
It really is. You know, full bennies, everything, right? So he dies at 93. My aunt, she lives to 102.
Damn.
She got paid all the way to 102 on his pension. And I'm thinking, man, like,
what?
What? What are you thinking?
Like, if she kept, like, they hadn't checked on her. Like, let's say she croaked at 102, right?
Sure, sure, sure.
And like, my cousin was taking care of her. Man, that money was still rolling in there, and they haven't said, yeah, she's going long, man. She's still hanging in there.
But you're gonna get.
She has a cocktail every day at 4 o'clock. I might. It would be hard to see that money coming in. That. You didn't, you know, it's their mistake.
No, it's not their mistake. It's not their mistake. You have to alert the state that they're dead.
I did. I sent a death certificate, and I deposited it with the state.
What are you talking? Is that what you're going to argue when it's going to be in front of the
judge?
Well,
that is the truth.
Well, Your Honor, I'm sure they tell you that when this person dies, you have to alert wherever the pension is coming from. I'm sure that is a rule.
I don't know. I'd have to ask my cousin.
Okay, even if
unless
it's not.
Unless she's still, you know, snagging cash.
Even if it's not, you can't sit here and be like, what? I thought this free money was free.
Well, why did you keep giving it to me?
Why did you give it away? It's really, I put the system on
trial. Is it stealing if you hand it to me?
Yes.
How's that stealing?
Because it's not yours.
Reach you to do this?
And they're not handing it to you. Yeah. The check is in your mother's name, your aunt's name, whoever's name, stupid. And going back to something Kimmy said a second ago, again, talking about the 68-year-old woman, she admitted to continuing to take pension payments after her mother died in 2020. They say that the pension paid out almost $20,000. She stole almost $13,000 of it by taking money right out of the account and forging her mother's signature on checks. No, there's no wiggle room anymore. You literally committed forgery. Kimmy, you said maybe you wait, you take one payment,
and then nothing happens, so you get a little confident. Because like that's you how I chipping. Always assume like when we talk about Momvix, especially that steal from like their workplace. Like I always assume like they took a little bit at first, and it was really really easy, and then it just spirals from there. So maybe it was one of those kind of things.
Okay, but here's the thing: like, let's say you're a Momvix at work, you take a little bit of money, you mm-hmm. realize you've done something wrong, you can put that money back, and no one will know. Mm-hmm. In this, if you take that money once, you're a criminal.
You are, but I
think it's just the ease of doing it, and then you're almost like, well, no, if they didn't notice I took that one, how would they not notice I took the next one?
And if the amount isn't too big, like, because she got $20,000 starting around
2020,
so like, I'm guessing the payments weren't that big.
Sure, yeah.
It wasn't a big pension. So she might have thought like, well, $200 a month.
Sure, man.
Who's going to notice it?
Yeah.
Right?
I think it's this, you convince yourself like, nobody's going to miss this. Nobody's going to track this down.
All right, counterpoint, but it's a couple hundred bucks a month. What is that? I mean, is you getting arrested worth an extra couple hundred bucks a month?
No,
yeah, I'm thinking
think
maybe
are.
They don't even notice it's gone.
Okay, yeah, well, they did.
Look at these state budgets that are out of control.
For God's sakes,
out of control.
Man. That's why I'll forge my mother's signature on this check. And that's the other thing.
And by the way, she put it back in the economy. She's doing home improvement.
Again, that's not how thievery works.
Grocery shopping.
Not how thievery works. It's your money, bro. It's your money.
It's my money.
It really is your money.
Pay my taxes.
You pay your taxes, and that's her money. Like, it's so funny, man. If she took like $300 out of your bank account, you'd be flipping the F out.
Arrested.
Yeah, but in this case, whoa. So you wouldn't punish her at all.
Oh, obviously, I don't think she should go to jail. I mean, that's going to cost us money to lock her up, right?
But again, just because something costs money, you know, it's like arguing like, hey, don't give that guy who's going to die in a couple of years a medical procedure. It's just going to cost us money. Cheaper for him to die. Are you serious?
Wait, are you serious? Well, didn't we have that death squad for a while?
No, we never had a death squad.
Yeah, remember like they would determine whether they were going to kill your grandmother or not? Because that thing on her neck just keeps getting bigger.
Even the thing on her neck's like, don't kill me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We've all seen too many stories of the prices of products.
Oh, yeah.
It's enough to make you sick, Tommy! And there isn't a reason to be happy about any of them. That is, until now.
Oh, what are we getting?
Well, the price of this going up would be reason enough to not spend money on it. And for men, especially, the last thing you want to spend your money on right now or spend your time setting up this time of year is this stuff right here.
Okay, I'm like where this is going, but it's too late. Okay.
You hanging out at the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. Prices on holiday decorations are going up.
So are we talking outside lights and all that good stuff?
We're talking everything.
Inflatables?
Everything.
Mm.
Depending on what you're buying. So it turns out that 80% of fake Christmas trees are made in China.
China tree?
China. So tariffs are making those Chinese trees about 20% higher than they were last season.
Oh.
What they call general Christmas decor, ribbons, and ornaments and all that
bulbs.
Stuff. That is up around 30% right now compared to last year.
This is all because of the tariffs.
Yeah, yes, this is according to the story we have here. But the biggest hit is going to be on your Christmas lights.
The thing you will die doing.
Bingo. Mm-hmm. The American Christmas Tree Association.
That's a thing.
That is a real organization.
All right.
Says that Christmas lights can be as much as 60% higher in price this year.
God damn.
Compared to last year.
60%?
Because 60%. Because of the economic international situation that we are currently.
So all this stuff's made in China.
Yeah, man.
So, yes.
Yeah, that is the North Pole, and there's a bad tariff situation going on with the North Pole.
Yeah.
Is this the only price hike that we've seen in the last 5 years that the men of America are welcoming?
Well, but there's a problem with that.
What?
It's fine if you got to go out and buy the stuff now. Mm-hmm. But, like, our house is loaded with this stuff.
Okay.
I still got to do it because I don't need to go out and buy anymore. Like, my wife's got enough stuff for, like, 5 houses.
Okay.
You probably do, too.
No, I've never decorated. I will never decorate.
Really?
Really?
Ever?
Ever. Never, ever.
Just surprised. Not even for, like, the kids?
Nope.
Your wife doesn't make you?
She's wanted to for years.
Yeah, I mean, you have, like, a Christmas tree that stays up all year. You don't
And you got a beautiful home.
No, really? That's not what I heard last time you were over there.
Well, no, I mean, all that growth is probably dead from the winter, so you can actually see the house now. No, like, I had to go out and do it all because, like, you know, we've had it forever.
Yeah,
I mean, like, it doesn't mean no good.
It does suck for someone in your, like, the older you are.
You collect all this crap.
Exactly. But if you're a younger family, 30s, even 40s, like, this may be benefiting you.
Only if she insists you got to go out and do it.
All right.
You know, some people are just locked into Christmas.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Am I wrong to say that most men don't want to do the Christmas Hanukkah decoration?
Bro, it sucks. Like, the first time you do it, and you're up on a ladder, and it's icy, and you're working with electricity, you realize, this is how I'm going to eventually die. I'm going to electrocute myself or fall to my death.
No, the way you lay it out, you're right. You're on a ladder in the cold, in the snow, in the ice.
And you're plugging things in.
After stapling and nailing things to your house.
Mm-hmm. And then you stand back and fire up. Let's see what we got here.
And nobody appreciates it.
And then here's the other ass kicker. You line it all up. You do it all. One string's out. God damn it. Get the ladder back out. Go back. Disconnect. Go back down to Lowe's and buy another set. It sucks.
So growing up, we had one house, a few houses down that did like the big light show. So like it was like one of those houses that people would come down the street to come see. And that kind of like, I don't know if the word's inspired.
It sets everybody up.
Or motivated the other neighbors around to also do a lot of lights. So I remember my mom she had to talk my dad out of doing stuff.
Really?
Because he was constantly, like, upping his game every year. And she's like, just don't. Because there was one time he, like, fell off the ladder. And she was like, you don't have to do the high parts of the house. Just keep it all on the bottom. But he, like, refused. He was like, no, I got to do it. I got to do it.
The cool thing about that, though, with his mustache, he looked like Hulk Hogan in a cage match off the ladder. What are you going to
yes,
do when Kimmy's dad comes running roughshod over you?
But so, it was all, he drove that. Like, my mom did not care if there were lights outside. But he was like, he was determined.
Man, she's Italian.
To make it.
Love lights.
To make it look a certain way.
So there's a company, and I see the signs all around Pittsburgh, that decorates your house. It costs a fortune.
All right. So let's talk about that.
And they put them up, they take them down, and they store them.
So that was a unique business model a couple of years ago when it first showed up.
Yeah.
I'm seeing more and more of these signs every year now, different companies.
Bro, it's thousands of dollars.
What I'm asking is the price coming down because there's more competition? Because there must be 10, 15 of these companies now around Rochester, and it seems like they're guys that do like landscaping in the summertime.
Mm. Yes, and they do this in the wintertime.
Yeah.
So a friend of mine is a landscaper, and she does this in the off season. You know, she does the wreaths and all that. Yeah, you ever see like one of those beautiful trees that's all lit up?
Oh, yeah.
It's like $1,000.
What's the point?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know? You're out there staple it and stick it and electrocuting.
I'd be more impressed if you took $1,000 and just stapled it to the tree.
Well, do they also do the light removal too? So like they set it up and take it down, I think a lot of them.
Probably, but still, man, like I mean, it's ornate. It looks like something you would see like in a fancy town square.
Wow, town square, huh?
But it's your house.
Wow.
But even the towns do this stuff. I don't know what they charge, like what your taxes pay to put up all those town decorations every year. Because Pittsburgh
like the
is
lights
lit
on
up.
The what lamp an old man say.
What am I paying out of my tax? I love a second ago, woman stealing from a pension, no big deal. This one, the Christmas tree's lit up, it's coming out of my taxes. 252 WCMF. The price of holiday decorations are up along with everything else, and every other price increase sucks. But this one, if I'm like me personally, this is great. It eliminates me having to go out and buy any Christmas decorations. Christmas trees, fake ones, 80% of them made in China. Those will be about 20% higher than they were last year. General Christmas decor, about 30% higher on average. But the Christmas lights are the ones that will bend you over the worst. They say it could be as much as 60% higher this year than they were last year. I want to go back to something Kimmy said.
What's that?
Talking about her dad, your mother having to talk your father out of going big.
Talk him down.
It's like, it's fine. You don't have to add more. And he kept adding more and more and more.
So I would argue that there isn't much of a generational divide, at least the way there was between your father and you growing up. But, like, when it comes to me versus my dad, right?
Oh, your dad was blow-up guy.
My dad was huge blow-up guy until they popped and you just left him on the line.
Yeah.
And they froze solid into, like, ice. But, like, I do remember dads of that era getting in on the lights. I don't have any friends of mine that are millennial dads that do this
that
willingly or
urge.
Get excited. Like, all of the, like, big light-up houses are ones that have done it for, like, decades. Yeah. Like, did millennial men decide, like, F this, we're not doing it? 252 WCMF?
Yeah, it's good that you did.
Maybe you just don't have the time and money.
Okay. It's just time and money, but it's also, it's just, it sucks. And when do you see it? You're in your house, you drive up to your house, you go in your house.
Yeah.
Nobody sees it.
Yeah.
Like, you'll walk out one time when you settle up, you'll get that sense of, you know, accomplishment, and then that's it.
But I don't even get what the sense of accomplishment is.
Well, you did it. It looks good.
Well, look, here's the thing. I'm not even crapping on people who like to do this. I can appreciate the work. It does look nice. It brings people joy. Like, I don't want to be that guy, right? But, like, personally, I would feel no accomplishment. I would just feel like an idiot. Every time I saw those lights, I would know the amount of hours it took to put those up and the pain that I had to go through.
And then you got to take them down.
Yeah. And here's the thing. I also know myself. I'm not. If they go up, they're not coming down.
So you're going to be that guy.
For the sake of the neighborhood, we're not even putting them
up. All right.
I know myself. Isn't that better than putting them up and leaving them up forever?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that's better.
I mean, Kimmy, you guys don't do lights.
Well, there's really no pressure.
Your husband's got access to a big-ass ladder.
The one thing that my husband kind of lucked out on, we have no outdoor outlets. So, like, it's weird. I know. So if we wanted to try to make it work, it would be really complicated. So we just kind of gave up on the outdoor lights thing.
So, you know, you brought up the inflatables. Mm. Cindy Lou writes us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, give me a BB gun for those goddamn inflatables. Merry Christmas. It doesn't say if the inflatables are more expensive. And when it comes
I'm guessing it all is the same thing.
But I guess what I'm getting at is when it comes to easy and more economical, it feels like the inflatables are the way to go. Like if you want Christmas cheer.
Well, you just plop it out there, turn it on, and it blows up.
Yeah, bang.
Make sure it's stuck in the ground and you're good to go.
But there is like this line of divide in Christmas holiday cheer people.
Yeah.
Like I know people who love lights that think that the inflatables are the worst thing that ever happened at Christmas decorations. Mm. That they look
trashy.
Well,
they probably see it as lazy.
It looks trashy.
Why is it trashy?
It just looks like trash, man.
Why? What's the difference between that and Christmas lights?
Well, Christmas lights actually look aesthetically pleasing.
Oh, a man who does things at his wife's house tells me how aesthetically pleasing they
are. Well,
the blow-ups are for, like, I guess, kids or something. I don't know. Snoopy. On Santa. I don't know. It looks very West Side.
Have you seen? Okay, it's funny because the biggest one I've seen, Blossom Road, just drove by to go to my brother's house the other day.
Oh, yes.
It's a three-story Santa.
Yes,
oh,
it's
that was
huge.
Your brother. You didn't even wave to the guy?
It's a three-story Santa and a two-story
Rudolph. See, that's what it is. It gets out of control.
Yeah, but that
people.
One's cool.
It's pretty cool.
Like, that one you're going to stop and look at. Like, holy crap, that's as big as a house.
It really is bigger than the house it's in front of. It's huge. Huge.
So you've done nothing.
No, I will never do anything.
I've got five different timers right now. I'm not making this up.
Okay.
Set up for lights. For the holidays.
Bro.
Five.
Yeah, and you live for free in someone else's house. I don't want to hear you, bitch. Shut up.
What are you talking about?
Shut up. Like,
I pay a price.
You what?
I just told
you. Okay, that's it. You got to set up Christmas? Like, oh, no.
Tommy
the pool boy has to do work for his bed and meals. Shut up.
I had to pick up the dog crap out of the frozen ground.
Just tell her you're not going to do it.
Yeah, that's going to work.
Okay, well, then don't be
but a
that bitch.
Would take a spine. I have spina bifida.
I mean, Kimmy, if your husband wanted to do the lights, would you try?
Oh, I would. Yeah, I would. Love if he wanted to do them, but he has no motivation to do anything like that.
So you're not someone who's going to eventually like nudge him towards doing that.
Probably not. I would just do it myself and then hope that he sees me struggling and jumps in to help.
Women are the worst people in the world.
Yeah.
You're a terrible person.
But she's playing it right.
No,
yeah.
No, it's not right. Just either talk to yourself.
Fake struggle, the guy comes out and does it.
I would do it, and then he would be like, no, you did it wrong, and he'd come out and like fix it. So I'm like, okay.
Like if
then
I
you do it.
If I see my neighbor, petite woman, beefcake daddy over here.
Yeah.
Beefcake
I'm
daddy.
I'm thinking muscle daddy better get out there and put them lights up. The kid's struggling.
She wanted to do it.
She looks like she needs to eat a sandwich.
She wanted to do it. Why
no,
that
but if, she, no, if I see that, I go, muscle boy should be up there doing that.
Yeah, good thing you don't live in my house. I don't care. Like, I'll be honest
with
you.
My husband is a pro in ladders.
Sure.
And you're not going to get on the ladder to help.
It's his job. It's what he goes to do work every day. What if he's like, hey, I want to do a podcast with you. Let's do it.
But I would, what?
I'm saying, like, why would you make him do his job at home?
Oh. I don't know. You're good at it.
Oh, you're right. She's not good at this. No, like, if my wife says, I'm going to hang up the lights, and you're going to try and call my, I'm calling your bluff. Good luck.
I can't do that. And you can't do that. I'll tell you why.
You're so chivalrous. What a good man. What a good man he is.
I've explained this to you before. I'll tell you again. So if my wife goes up on a ladder and hurts herself.
Yeah.
The kids are going to be pissed off.
Sure.
Because they're going to go, why did I let her do that? And she fell and hurt herself.
Mm-hmm.
If I go up there and fall, they're going to go, idiot.
Yep.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. But if she gets hurt outside, it's my fault. So, like, whatever she does outside, it's on me.
Man, that is very condescending of you because your wife is a grown-ass woman who has lived a very, you know.
She's so grown-ass, then kill that stink bug. Oh, hey, why don't you go turn on that gas grill, grown woman? Grown woman, can you get anywhere near the fireplace when I start?
You realize she can do these things, but
she don't.
You're just there,
she
so
don't.
Why not use you while you're
I
there?
I go to turn on the gas grill. She's standing in Batavia.
My wife is a very talented, smart, well-accomplished woman. So if she wants to do this stuff, Godspeed, God bless.
If your wife
so
gets
you're going
her...
to like be waving at her in the window, like, hey, giving
and
her
by the
thumbs
way,
up. Good job.
Yes.
You got it worse than me, bro.
What is that?
Because she's bringing in this.
What is what?
What you bringing
oh, not
in?
Like you. Not what like you.
Bringing in? your radio change?
You
your goddamn doctor, man. She's going to get her miss work, and here comes, oh, here's my creep cap money.
You live in
that should
her
pay for the paper, boy.
House.
I know. You're in the same boat.
Now, my name's on the mortgage.
I am through marriage.
That's not how that works.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
I got to check.
Look,
what?
The bottom line is this.
Don't let her outside to do it.
No, if she wants to do it, go do it. Let her do it. They're grown-ass people.
I am woman. Hear me wrong.
Yeah. Two, look, if you don't want to do lights, you shouldn't feel pressure to do lights. Because here's the thing. You're going to hurt. If you don't want to do it, that's when you hurt yourself. When you are miserable and not excited about it, that's when you fall off a ladder or hit yourself or staple your hand to the roof. Like, it's a bad scene.
Well, that's why there's an urgent care on every corner. It's for dads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.